Hello there. I'm on vacation right now and I have practically had separation anxiety. And I know that, does that apply to this? I feel like it doesn't and it does, so I'm gonna go ahead and keep it. I have had separation anxiety because I've been sitting here like itching to update the podcast and kind of regretting not already recording my reviews, well, recaps on episodes 5 and 6 because I watched both of those episodes before I left for my trip. But anyways, I just had to check in with you guys because I feel like I wanted to put a new episode up and how I review Love is Blind, because I'm such a fan, is I like to watch the show and then I like to watch YouTubes. And then sometimes I will listen to podcasts all before I record my recaps. Sometimes I tend to just watch the YouTubes. I don't really listen to to podcast episodes about Love is Blind as much as I used to. But anyways, like I have all this guilt, like I should be updating y'all on what's going on. But I mean, Netflix was really evil by dropping 5 whole episodes on us. Like, they should space this shit out in threes, honestly. I don't think they should go 4 or 5 episodes at a time. But anyway, so I have watched episodes 5, 6, and 7 thus far. And I will give quick. So, in episode 8, Sam returns, and I haven't watched it yet. Okay. So, I will give my quick thoughts on what I've seen, but these are all thoughts that I'm just trying to remember because I didn't take any notes. So, when I travel, I really do not like to take my laptop with me. I have 4 laptops. One of them, I guess you could say 3, because one of them needs repairs. So, anyways, I guess you could say I have 3 laptops and I like to take 0 with me. I like to travel and it's important to me to never bring anything with me on a trip that I would not want to lose. And that includes sometimes like clothes. Sometimes, keyword sometimes, but if I have something that fits me like a custom fit, I don't even want to take that because long ago I took something that fit me like a glove. It complemented my figure so much. Like it had me looking snatched. It had my hips popping. And I love hips so much on a woman. I think they're sexy. Not every woman has them. But anyways, and I left this custom fit outfit in my hotel. The hotel said that I didn't leave it, of course, right? And I was just like, from that moment on, I was like, you know what? I don't really want to be taking stuff with me that I cannot afford to lose. That's gonna piss me off if I lose it. Same thing with like, I also on that very same trip had some really dope heels. Those obviously were left at the same hotel that said I didn't leave them. So that's cute. So, when it comes to my laptop, it's like it's so precious to me, and I do have like a tablet that I could take with me, but I was like, nope. I didn't know if like I'd be spending every waking moment out and about being a tourist, meeting up with people. So, I did not bring my laptop. I've been watching Love is Blind on my phone. And that's like the only way people watch TV. In China, I think it is. I think it's China. I don't think it's Japan. But I know, like, it's either China or Japan. I think it's China. Like, everybody just watches shit on their phone, like TV and movies. I'm like, okay, I guess. I guess if, you know, you're born into that culture and that standard. But for me, I need the bigger, the better when it comes to the screens. So, anyways, I'm about to watch Sam make an ass out of himself and make people hate him more than likely on episode 8. But I'm so intrigued because this one person on YouTube that I follow, I think it's the account is Little Black Book, and he is from like he has a British accent and stuff, and he's black, and I can't even imagine like how thirsty he is for this season. Like, can you imagine the excitement of UK, like British content creators with Love is Blind UK coming out on Netflix? You know that they're watching these episodes like all excited and at the same time all tight. Like, y'all better not make us look bad, you know? Because Netflix is so popular. It's so funny when you think about it, because Love is Blind is already such a well-established franchise here in America, and now there's also a Love is Blind Mexico, and I'm disgusted, because I honestly do want to watch, I want to watch all of them. I've seen a little bit of Brazil, but I heard Sweden, Love is Blind Sweden, was really scandalous and really great. Want to watch that. I want to watch all of these, but it's like, I'm really hating how Love is Blind, they're coming out with too much content. Anyways, this little Black Book YouTube account, he has, for his recap of episodes 5 through 9, he says Benaya is a red flag. And I'm like, wait, what? Because, okay, so that's what he said, and I'm pissed, because I'm like, I don't know why he's saying that, and I don't know when I'll get through the next, or episode 8 and episode 9. I am on vacation. Sorry to say it like such an idiot, but I'm on vacation, like a bitch is pressed for time. So, okay, so what are my thoughts that I could remember off the top of my head? Jasmine is always like really, really staring at Ollie. I think she kind of gives him a lot of hard stares. I feel that maybe Ollie is somebody that she would F outside of the show. I don't know what it is. Like, she seems to have a bit of an intensity with Ollie that I don't enjoy. When Jasmine was questioning Ollie at the get-together, she was not sober, and she was very annoying, and I kind of wish that Bobby said, like, kind of shut her down and silenced her, even though that's not his role, but she was doing too much, and she was not sober, and I think that she really owes Demi an apology, and I don't know if she ever, I don't think she did. She didn't apologize to Demi. She needs to apologize to Demi. Like, Jasmine, I don't trust her as a friend because of how intense she was with Ollie. It was just too much. So it makes me question her intentions. It's like, is she trying to protect Demi, or is she trying to just, or is she jealous and just trying to ruin the relationship? You never know sometimes. And look at how Netflix edited that shit to make it seem like Ollie dumped me. And like I said before, I was like, okay, clearly he didn't dump her because they show Ollie at the altar. So it's like, it's genius editing, but it's also kind of worthless editing because we see him at the altar. Well, I guess they could have broken up and gotten back together. But anyway, like, Jasmine was annoying, and Ollie seems like someone who is so incredibly chill and fun and easygoing and playful until you piss him off, like he can't take it. And I don't, in general, I do not like people who seem very easygoing, but then once they're pissed, it's over. Because I just believe that a lot of people need to be better, like, keep it consistent. Like, if you're always tight, if you're always on edge, if you're always, like, easily triggered and an asshole, I know what to expect. But if you're presenting yourself as really easygoing and then you flip, you know, how am I supposed to ever see that coming? And then when they flip, they're done. When they flip, they don't want to talk about it. They're done with it. And I hate that. Like, I want to know what to expect from you. I want to know that you're going to be chill or you're not going to be chill. I don't want you to be chill and then turn into a monster on me. Because I know how to tread lightly with those people who have issues. And I don't want you to hold, like, hide those issues from me and then erupt on me and expect me to know how to deal with it. So anyway, I wasn't talking about Ollie, obviously, but Ollie, he seems sensitive, like I'm saying, but he doesn't present himself as someone who would be sensitive. He presents himself as someone who could kind of take any type of, who could take a lot from people without getting upset. We learn that's not the case. Next, that's what I remember from episode 5. I also remember, I think, Sabrina, she kind of hit, I think it was episode 5. I think she hit Steven a bit too hard when Steven basically let the group know that they had smashed. She was playful about it, but it's like, bitch, this is your fiance. You don't got to be embarrassed that he announced that you guys fucked. Like, I think all of the couples should be fucking, and, like, this is the first Love is Blind season where I'm really confused with who is having sex and who is not having sex. So I do not appreciate that them... I do not appreciate editors doing this shit just because this shit is the UK. Like, we are whores here. We are ghetto here in the States. Like, please bring that same energy to your editing room already. Because I don't know if Tom and Maria had sex. They keep saying that they're waiting or whatever. Like, I don't know if they had sex, and I'm pissed. And now that I'm thinking about it out loud, maybe they're having sex and Maria told him not to have, to say that they're having sex on camera. That has happened before with episode 2, I think it was, with the cute little black girl and that tall, dark black guy who wanted to party. Remember, she said that they had sex, but, like, she didn't want people to know or something. So, anyway, so I don't know if Maria and Tom are having sex. I don't know if Ollie and Demi started having sex. I don't know if Nicole and Benaya are having sex. It seems like they have. But just be blunt and let us know. Why else y'all think we're watching this show? Okay, so that's my thoughts on episode 5. Jasmine, I don't trust her as a friend. I think she's like an undercover hater ass bitch. Ollie, like, I think he needs to get better about expressing how he feels, and or there's going to be a steep learning curve for Demi to recognize his triggers, because he could do a little bit better in the communication department. And I kind of wish that he, you know, just didn't shut down as much. I think that Ollie gave Jasmine way too much power. Like, he didn't want to be there anymore just because of Jasmine's dumbass, which was weird to me. And yes, Nicole and Benaya met and got engaged in episode 5. Clearly, I'm not going in order, like I said. It's off the top of my head. I really hate that a YouTuber said Benaya is a red flag, because I have kind of sort of I kind of really like Benaya, whereas before I was like, the man is homeless, he's a joke, he's broke. The way that I look at Benaya now is Benaya seems like a man who would treat Nicole really well. I have never seen a man on any reality show, dating reality show ever, or in real life, that every time they mention their girl, he basically starts giggling like a child. Like, he gets so, like, he's so excited about Nicole. Every time he mentions her, I'm like, okay, I guess you're into her. Like, he's just becomes like this little giddy, kid. And I'm like, okay, I don't see him effing her over. And sadly, seeing a man as someone who wouldn't F somebody over makes them like a king. Like, sadly, as women, it's like, oh, if he's not gonna beat us to death and fuck our best friend, he is a god. You know, it's so sad, but that's kind of how we have to look at it these days. So I look at Benaya like, okay, if he's broke but taking care of everything else, I'm okay with him. The bar is in hell, y'all. The bar is in hell. So I'm just like, okay, I'm okay with Benaya, whatever. She seems into him. Go ahead, do your thing. So I'm team Nicole and Benaya right now. So now I'm just like, oh, why did somebody say he's a red flag? Okay. So then episode 5? I think it was 5. It had to be five, I think. Episode five, Catherine asks Freddy if he has cheated, and he says yes, he has cheated, and then Catherine has acted like a four-year-old girl whose mother said she cannot buy a piece of candy for her, and she has basically completely shut down. I guess I could get into it more in my recap, because this I'm turning my little thoughts episode into a recap, which I don't want. But I guess I will say this. It is unfair and extremely immature to judge someone based upon something that they said was a mistake that happened long ago, that is very common, and using your own trauma as justification for then treating your fiance like shit. Like, I would cheat on Catherine if she was acting the way that she is acting, because I trusted her enough to be honest with her. She is a weirdo. And I don't know why those men cheated on her. I would love to know. Maybe it's her picking assholes. Like, it's not, I don't think all the blame could be placed upon the men cheating on her. Maybe she is fucked up in relationships. Maybe she is going for tens, unattainable men. I don't know. I don't know what happened, but none of what has happened to Catherine has shit to do with Freddy. And I was so uncomfortable watching a woman react that way. That is exactly why a lot of men and women lie by omission or lie directly to their partners, because of people like Catherine, who just cannot handle the truth and who weaponize the truth and who are angry about you because of the truth and can't get over shit. Like, I don't understand it. It's weird. Like, it's really weird. People have cheated Catherine. Like, it's not the apocalypse. Like, she's a freak show. She needs to go to therapy to fix that trauma. Like, it's dumb. I've just never met a grown-ass woman who, like, if somebody had cheated once, like, they're a demon. Okay, I guess. Like, haven't many people cheated, bitch? Like, I guess. Doesn't mean they're gonna cheat on you. What a weirdo. And so I hated Catherine from that point forward. And then the moment Catherine sees Freddy's house, she forgives him. Like, I don't like her. I really don't. Like, her ugly cry is the ugliest I've ever seen. She's not funny. She's just no personality. What does she bring to the table? I don't get it. I don't see it. And I think she has fake-ass tits, too. Like, what is she bringing to the table, legitimately? Not to shame fake-ass tits, but I don't like when they look fake. And hers look fake, so there's that. Anyway, next we got... What else is going on? Meeting of the families and friends I really enjoyed. And I love meeting Tavi's friends. I had a feeling her friends were black, and they were. I love Adora Maria's family. Like, so let me think. We met Demi's friends, Freddie's family, Steven's friends and brother, Maria's family. Like, I want to see more of the guys. Like, I want to see everybody's families. So I'm hoping that they're going to show us all of that and not wait until like people are at their weddings. Like, we definitely need more of the families, not just the friends. And we need it from both sides. So, you know, Love is Blind traditionally has always done that. But I think it's just weird because we're seeing friends or, and I guess it's always gone that way. But I guess I'm just like, eager to see everybody's families. I care about seeing the families more than the friends. Freddie's sister is gorgeous. Freddie is gorgeous. That family puts together some gorgeous ass children. Freddie and his sister, they are both beautiful people. The resemblance is so strong. I love Freddie's sister because I personally don't care for Catherine. I think she sucks. It's so sweet how Freddie, like, is so sweet with his brother. It was so, so sweet how he wants his brother to be the best man. And, okay, so I guess I'll end it there. And I love Nicole's family, but they just keep, like, they have the dopest families. They have the sweetest families. Okay, so based upon episodes 5, 6, and 7, who do I think will get married and who should stay married? And I want to dive into, I'll say a lot more because I just thought I forgot to talk about Maria and Tom's fight. So, who do I think should get married? Tom and Maria. I think they really are into each other and it's beautiful to see. So they get an A+ from me. Steven and this is not ranking in any order, by the way. Steven and Sabrina, I love them together. Love them together. They're a great pair. I want them to get married. They have my blessings. They have my approval. And that is it, to be honest. I'm not so sure I trust Ollie. And that's not fair to Ollie, but I don't like, to me, it's like he's ashamed of Demi, because why is he not showing her affection in public? It doesn't sit right in my spirit, and maybe that'll change. So I don't like Demi and Ollie together as far as getting married. Nicole and Benaiya, I'm going to give Benaiya a pass because it's hard out there in these streets, and that's like the truth of the matter. If dating was easier, I'd be like, okay, Nicole needs to be with a hot man or a man who meets her, who matches her hotness level, but because it's so out here for women dating today, I'm like, oh, he's not going to murder you, go ahead and wife him, you know, like, that's the standard. And then Freddie and Catherine, as I said, I don't like Catherine for Freddie. I think she sucks. And are there 6 couples total? Am I skipping a couple, y'all? Let me think. Sabrina and Steven, Nicole and Benaiya, Freddie and Catherine. I feel like there's 6 couples and I only gave 5. And that is like, oh, Jasmine and Bobby. Okay. Jasmine and Bobby, I like them together. I do. And I love how Bobby like reassured Jasmine that he doesn't want other women. And, you know, I am so incredibly sick of the insecure bitches on these shows. I mean, Jasmine is really a version of Catherine where it's like, oh, someone wronged me in the past. You got to pay for all their sins. Like, I'm tired of these hoes who need to fix themselves and get right before they pursue love on television. But I do like Jasmine and Bobby together. I do think that they could be great to each other. Bobby is so sweet. And I like them. So the people who have my approval, like I said, is Jasmine and Bobby, Sabrina, and Steven, and Tom, and Maria. If them other 3 couples don't get hitched, I'm fine with that. Oh, and I also said Nicole and Benaiya, but for the worst reason, just because I think he won't murder her, so, or cheat on her, so. All right, y'all, I cannot wait to get into the actual recaps when I have the time. I hope you're having a great week and weekend. I will talk to you soon. Bye.